Welcome to the Organizing Confidence Unlimited podcast. I'm Maggie, a busy mom and owner of Organizing CU, a professional organizing business in Champaign-Urbana, Illinois. This podcast is for busy moms who are sick of losing steam and are ready to get organized to gain time for themselves and their family. We will be going in depth on a bunch of topics from paperwork to closets to daily routines. Today, we're talking about baby nurseries. When I first got pregnant, I remember doing a search to try to find out what are the things I need to have. Those lists that I found are incredible, and not necessarily in a good way. I recently, as in this week, did a quick search of necessary baby items on the internet. I found a ton of lists available. Now, these numbers I'm going to tell you are groups of items, not just individual items. For example, when this list says 7 pairs of pajamas, it's counted as just one item. One of the lists had 71 things. I saw a list of 56 baby essentials. The biggest one I saw, it had 69 necessities with 52 nice-to-haves. That's over 100 items coming into your home over the course of just a couple of months. It's going to be overwhelming to try to make all of that organized, especially when you're not necessarily using it all at one time. You may get sippy cups during a baby shower, but you're not going to use them for a year. You might get size 3 diapers and your kid comes home in a newborn size. You may not end up being able to breastfeed, and so you never need the nipple cream or the nipple pads. You will definitely need a game plan when it comes to storing all of that stuff. No matter the size of your house, it's going to feel a little bit smaller with another person and all of the things it comes with. I want to cover 2 things when it comes to organizing your home with a baby, specifically a nursery. The first one is setting up stations, and the other one is utilizing your spaces efficiently. First, let's talk about stations. I like to recommend 3 stations in your home when you have a baby. Keep in mind, these do not necessarily have to be in your nursery, but they might be. The first one is a feeding station, there's a changing station, and a sleeping station. You've heard me say that your organization needs to be personalized to you and your family, and it's definitely true when it comes to this baby stuff and these 3 stations. If you decide you're going to be breastfeeding, you're going to want to decide where you want your main feeding station to be. Are you going to want a chair in your kid's room? Maybe in your own room? If you're exclusively pumping, do you want it set up in front of a TV? If you're doing formula, is kitchen the best spot to keep all of your supplies? Once you've figured out where you want your main feeding zone to be, it's time to make sure you have the stuff from that long list within arm's reach. When you have a quiet feeding child, the last thing you want to do is disturb that. So make sure you have all the things you need while feeding near your area. That might include things like a chair and a table, a lamp, a nursing pillow, your pump, a blanket, wipes, burp cloth. Maybe you want a phone charger and chapstick nearby. I also want to quickly remind you that what you've come up with right now is not the way you have to keep it forever. If you start nursing in the living room, but you find after a couple of months it's too distracting in there and you want to change it, please go ahead and do it. You can absolutely evolve these spaces over time as it works with your schedule. The second station I want to cover is a changing station, the place where you'll be changing diapers. Again, figure out what place in your home makes sense to you. Some people like to have an actual changing table. Some people put a portable changing pad on their bed. Personally, I used a 3-drawer dresser that's about waist height, and I put a thick changing pad on top of it. You also may want to consider having a couple of changing spots in your home. Even though I have a smaller home, I had the one in the nursery on the dresser for the nighttime changes, but I also had a second one in my living room on top of a little storage cabinet for when we're playing during the day or I'm doing meals or something like that. If you have two floors, maybe plan on having one on each floor so you're not constantly going up and down the stairs to change a kid. The changing stations may change over time as well. Once your kid can walk, you might want to eliminate one of the changing stations and change the kid in only one spot. Again, it's totally fine to modify it to suit your current needs. When you're actually putting together your changing station, you're going to want to make sure you have everything within reach. There is nothing worse when you're trying to change a messy diaper and you don't have any wipes around. Some things you'll want to kind of have in this area: diaper and wipes, of course, a diaper pail or a trash can, maybe a hamper for dirty clothes if there's a blowout, lotions, rash cream, and hand sanitizer. I also love the idea of mini changing stations. If you're not able to invest in a larger changing station with all the works because of finances or because of space in your home, considering having just three little things in these mini stations: diapers, wipes, and a portable changing pad. This is perfect for a small on-the-go bag when you don't want to bring the entire diaper bag with you, or maybe just in the back of your car. You could also consider doing this in your living room or bedroom if you do have a smaller home. The last station to consider setting up is the sleeping station. This one's pretty self-explanatory. You want a crib with some sheets. You might add a sleep machine, a baby monitor, a humidifier nearby. One of my favorite recommendations here is to buy an under-the-bed storage box. It's one of those that's only maybe 4 or 5 inches high, but is nice and long and can slide under your bed. I keep extra sheets and mattress pads in there for easy access. Those are perfect for the middle of the night bedding changes, which are prone to happen. You may also consider keeping extra swaddle and pajamas nearby, maybe even in that bin, for the same reason. The last thing you want to do at 2 a.m. is have to turn on the bright overhead light to hunt down a clean set of sheets for the crib. Which leads me to my last tip, which is to try putting in a dimmer switch in the nursery. For $20 or $30, you can keep that calm, quiet atmosphere without blinding everyone at all hours of the day and night. Now that I've briefly covered the three stations, I want to discuss the best way to utilize your space for babies. My two big tips here are to utilize the vertical spaces and to buy items that can grow with your child. The pro and con of having infants is that they are incapable of doing anything for themselves. It stinks that you have to do everything. At the same time, the advantage for you is you don't need to worry about having stuff at the height of a small child. You can put the stuff at your eye level to make it easy to see and grab. You can add a small shelf near the changing table. You can add a hanging sweater rack in the closet and keep swaddles and blankets in there. You can use an over-the-door hanging organizer for extra pajamas, diaper, cream, whatever you need to store. You're not limited by your child's height to have to make the space organized for them just yet. As they get older, sure, you'll need to make some adjustments where they need to be able to reach their pajamas to get dressed by themselves. But for now, design it for yourself and how you need to use the space, and then later you can personalize it for your kid. When I was first pregnant, I really wanted to choose items for my registry that would be able to stay in our house long term. I didn't want to have stuff that we would just use when my kid was little and then we'd have to get rid of it. Picking items that would be able to grow with us was key. I mentioned having a changing pad on top of a dresser. Well, we still have and use that dresser. I mentioned having another changing pad on top of a storage unit in my living room. It's still there. Instead of a changing pad on top, we now have a basket of small toys. I bought an open shelf rolling cart for the nursery. Initially, it was next to the changing table because the dresser was only large enough for the changing pad. This way, I could store items for my changing zone. diapers and wipes on the top shelf. The middle shelf had some rash cream and burp cloths, and the bottom shelf had extras. As my kid got older, it became a shelf for holding stuffed animals. Now, it's moved to the play space in our basement. It's filled with blocks, ready to roll around into any corner. Its versatility has paid dividends in the years we've had it. When you're purchasing items for your nursery or adding stuff to your registry, try to use your imagination and think about ways you can continue to use these items over a long time in your home. Utilizing zones and using your space more efficiently is going to allow you to handle the hundreds or thousands of things that come into your home with a new baby. Thank you guys so much for joining me today. I'm going to be back next week to discuss changing the habitat, not the habit. To learn more about Organizing CU in the meantime, or to see what else I've been up to, check out organizingcu.com. Make sure you hit subscribe so you never miss an episode. Now, let's go get organized.